Ready?
I'm ready. Are
I'm
you
ready.
ready?
I'm ready.
Should we
Do it.
roll the intro?
Yeah.
Roll the intro. Welcome to another episode of the Ellie and Jared podcast, where we never miss a week. Really. We never miss a podcast. So
it doesn't have to be a strict schedule.
Well, every podcast that we've put out, we've been here.
Yeah.
So we haven't
missed one. We've never missed one of our own.
We've never missed a podcast.
This is a podcast that I have been wanting to do since we very first started.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared's like, oh, I think it's too early, maybe around the holidays. And then it's just been crazy. And now Christmas is upon us and I want to get this video done. Podcast.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for us to get used to saying the podcast, not the video. We're still getting used to it.
Excuse me for being sick today. I'll try and not sniffle in your ears. But I really wanted to do this podcast because I had recently made a post on Instagram talking about how I just love Christmas that Jared and I have spent it with each other. Our very first Christmas we spent with Jared's family in Washington. And the second Christmas we spent with my whole entire family
in Utah.
My family. And then every single year after that, we have spent with each other. So this is like, what, our seventh Christmas
together by ourselves. Yeah.
And there was several comments that asked, how do you do that? I would love to do that, but I don't want to offend my mother-in-law or my mom will be mad or... Anyway, so I kind of wanted to just dive into this subject.
Yeah, the whole podcast today is going to be about spending the holidays with family, or even not spending the holidays with family. We went to Twitter a while ago and asked you to ask us questions about this topic. So Ellie and I are going to talk about our experiences, and then we'll answer some of your questions.
Yeah, perfect. And opinions.
Yeah, and I think that's... A lot of this is just opinions. Like we've said before, there's no one right way to do it. This is just what works for us.
Yeah. And what brings us peace and what brings us happiness and joy and contentment. And
isn't that what the holidays is all about? Happiness and joy and peace?
It really is.
Yeah. But it is difficult because you want to make everyone happy. And by trying to make everyone happy... Sometimes you make someone very unhappy. So
you can't do things, though, whether you're married or not, but I feel like especially right now, like where we have young kids, where we are trying to make each other happy and our household function,
mm-hmm.
It's important that I do things that's important to me, and yeah. I can't base my life and my decisions on other people's happiness
yeah.
at this point in my life. Like, I want to make people happy, but I also need to do things for me because we only have our kids for so many Christmases and then they're gone.
Well, yeah. And when you say for me, it's really for you, me, Jackson, Calvin, and Tommy.
Yeah.
Like it's our immediate family. I saw a post on Twitter. There's a difference between family and relatives.
Uh-huh.
And outside of us right now, that's kind of like where relatives are.
Uh-huh.
You know, obviously my parents, your parents, we they're our family, but in the sense of this, they're more
relatives. Absolutely.
So that's one thing. So let's go back to the very beginning, the very first Christmas that we spent together. And I think it helps trying to paint a picture. Ellie and I, back year one, year zero, before we were married, we talked about when we wanted to get married in the How We Met podcast. And a big decision on why we got married in November was so we could spend the holidays together. We didn't have to go our separate ways. We didn't have to do anything that way. And, you know, we wanted to spend one holiday with my parents in Spokane. And so what we did is we kind of hit two birds with one stone. Not only did we spend the holidays with my parents, but we also had a wedding reception at the same time. So it was super convenient. Everyone understood. Did your parents come for Christmas or just the reception?
Just the reception.
Yeah. They had their own little... No, because we drove together.
They were not there for Christmas. They went home.
Huh. Maybe I'm remembering something wrong. Anyway, that's beside the point. But I was really happy that we were able to spend a Christmas with my family.
Yeah, it was super fun.
It was super fun. We had some of my family members there. And we kind of set the expectation that we're probably not going to spend a lot or any more holidays in Spokane. And it just so happened that my parents moved the next a few years after that. So it made it easy not to spend any more Christmases there. But so we set expectations. And I think that's one thing. So flash forward, next year, we spend it with your family.
Next year, we do this with not every holiday, but specifically Christmas and Thanksgiving, where it's like, you share the years. So 1 year is at my family's for Thanksgiving, 1 year is at Jared's for Thanksgiving. And so the next year was my parents. So we spent that Christmas Eve night with all of my siblings, all of the nieces and nephews at Christmas. We spent the night, woke up, had Christmas, and then went home. And this is something that Jared and I talked about that I don't even know how to talk about it. It just, to me and Jared, it was very smooth. It was a smooth transition. And that is not the case with a lot of people. Like, mm-hmm. people that I go to church with, that their kid is 15 years old and they've never had a Christmas with them, has asked me, well, what? How do you do that? Like, people are confused, but I don't know how to explain it. Growing up, my dad and mom would tell us, once you get married, we would love to see you. We would love you to come visit us. We would love to see you for the holidays, but we understand that you need to make your own traditions. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of was already kind of put in my head before I got married that my parents approved and told me, yes, we want to see you, but we also want to see you with your own family.
Yeah.
And so in my head, I just kind of already thought, well, then I can't wait to get married and just spend my whole time with my husband and not feel like I have to divide that time when it gets so stressful during holidays and you can really enjoy your time.
And I think of a couple different things with that. One, how cool of that is that of your parents to be like, we want to see you with your family grow and develop and set these traditions. Like, we as parents, that would make us proud. Like, yeah. That's cool of your dad. On the flip side of that coin, maybe he just didn't want you around for Christmas.
Probably both.
He wanted to spend time with his wife and only his wife.
Probably.
And maybe Aunt Linda.
Totally. And so Jared and I talked about this together.
Yeah.
And it just so happened to be after those two Christmases, we were then going through infertility. Mm-hmm. And we felt like we just wanted to just be together because we're going to school, we're busy, we're working, we're tired. We just want a day to sit home and lay on the couch from sunup to sundown and not have to necessarily like talk to everyone and get ready. Like, we just wanted to have that Christmas home feeling in our own little apartment.
Right. So we, Ellie's parents kind of set their expectations and we kind of set our expectations. So there were no expectations. You know, we wanted to just sit and look at each other and just be with each other and play with each other with the stuff that we were able to and just have the day together. Because when we were both working nearly full time, you were working full time. Yeah. I was near full time working and going to school full time. You know, it was just like those days that you don't have anything are
sacred,
cherished, you know,
they really are. And so, you know, at the time Jared's parents lived far away and they, I don't even remember if it was even a conversation. I think they just understood that we're in college working mm-hmm. full time. You only get so many days off of work. So it kind of was like, well, no duh, you can't come.
Yeah. And I mean, the car we had at the time was not the most like
reliable.
It could totally make a trip to Washington, but it was just like, do you want to do that in the winter time with all the passes? No. The invitation's there if you want to, but we understand if you don't. Yeah. Like, and that's kind of how it's always been with my parents, is like, you're always welcome. But if you don't, we get it.
Yeah, they're very understanding.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when I say it's been like an easy transition for us, it's because all parties have been on the same page. Like mm-hmm. my parents, your parents, you and me. That's four different groups of people. It can get very chaotic if the wife says, no, I want to be with my family. Yeah. Or the husband says, no. Or an in-law, a mother-in-law or father-in-law. It's like, but all of them, we've all just kind of been on the same page where they've understood.
Yeah. It's a difficult thing to have all of those people on the same page. But I think, again, I'm going to say this like so many times, it goes back to setting expectations. And I think it's really important to set those things early on in the year. Not just like, you know, as you're planning Christmas, but like maybe even the Christmas before. Do you know what we did 2 years ago at the last Griffith's Christmas party? We said, we looked at the calendar a year in advance or 2 years in advance and said, this is the date that we're having a Christmas party.
And we told everyone before they left the Christmas party, mm-hmm. just so that everyone was on the same page.
Yeah.
Just in case things came up and said, hey, on December 23rd, that's the Griffith's Christmas party. Be there. That's the day. If you can't make it, then you can't mm-hmm. make it.
And instead of, that's why I love these Christmas parties, because instead of spending Christmas Eve or Christmas Day together, we have a family party before Christmas. We just got back from ours real time just a few days ago. And it was the best. And that was our gift exchange. That was our family dinner.
Like, that was the Christmas crafts.
Yeah.
It was just a big party. So instead of, oh, we got to have dinner at my parents' house on Christmas Eve, and then we got to see your parents on Christmas. This is just a Christmas party for the Griffith side of the family, and then you do whatever you want for the holidays. And that's right. What we've been doing the last several years.
And that's worked out really well for all of us. And the nice thing is like, if someone can't make it, we completely understand.
Landon couldn't make it,
you know? And yeah, of course we missed him, but the last thing you want to do is make someone feel bad for not being able to attend something, because one, they're not there. Two, they know they're not there, and you're making them feel bad for not being there. It's kind of like kicking them while they're down.
My family also is to the point where everyone's married and everyone has kids. And so they're all wanting to spend their own time with their own kids. So for us, it's worked perfectly where it's like, yeah, spend Christmas and Christmas Eve by yourselves. And let's just do a party beforehand, because everyone's kind of in that same boat where they're ready to kind of break off and have their own traditions. And I we kind of talk a lot about my family, but I don't want people to think I'm being one-sided.
Well, I think it's...
So I'm going to let Jared talk a little bit about his family.
Yeah. My family is spread out all over the country. I've got family in Washington, Colorado, Texas, New York. Am I missing
Washington?
Anyone? Did you say that? I said Washington. In Utah. My parents are in Utah. So getting together for the holidays is a very difficult thing. It's a very expensive thing. So sometimes what we do instead is what we did last year is we had a family reunion in North Carolina. That was so great. That was so wonderful.
It was the best.
Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like we take time like that. And the thing about that is that took 3 years to plan and to save for.
Because the whole family needs to be saving for flights mm-hmm. and stay and whatever.
Yeah. And so, you know, we've kind of like done those things. Getting together for the holidays is hard. And I think, you know, my parents are here in Utah, right? So we expect to see them. And so what we did is like, we're going to have a dinner on Sunday, the 23rd. And that's going to be our holiday time together. And I just talked with my mom on the phone yesterday. And she said, we're spending time with Grandma Great. You know, we're going to go down there so she doesn't have to come up here. I was like, that sounds awesome. Sounds like she's going to have a really, really good time. And I said, hey, let's do our gift exchange then on Sunday when we have, Sunday dinner. And she's like, you know what? What if we come over on Christmas evening after you've done all of your stuff and we exchange gifts there? Cause Grandma Great will have some stuff for the grandkids, the great grandkids. And we can do that. Perfect. That's great.
Yep.
That means mom and dad get to do exactly what they want to do for Christmas. We get to do exactly what we want to do for Christmas. And we still get to hang out together at the end of the day when, you know, those things have kind of settled a little bit. Everyone, it works out for everyone.
It's been important for Jared and I that with our kids, growing up, my parents on Christmas Day, I think Christmas was the best. And it wasn't even that we got a lot or got little. It was honestly just that we spent the whole entire day. Like, Dad wasn't preoccupied on his phone with work. Mm-hmm. Dad wasn't gone to work. Mom wasn't stressed. Like, we all were just home focusing on each other. And they never picked us up, put us in the car, took us away from our gifts to go travel. And I think a lot of people do that. And if you love that, that works for you. But mm-hmm. I liked that they didn't do that, that we were just home. Yeah. And that we did our traveling beforehand. And yeah. you can't always do that if your family doesn't live in town.
Close you know? By. Or if you work on the weekends or anything yeah, like that. Like we said, it's not something that is a fit all for everyone.
Yeah.
But if you can plan those, you know, events like, okay, we're going to have a holiday, you know, Christmas season dinner, yeah. get together beforehand, like we do with the Christmas party. I think that's a really great way to get everyone all on the same page. And going back to what I said about like setting expectations is like, you know, early on in the year, have a plan for Christmas. Christmas is on the same day every year. You know, so it's like, have a plan ready. Know exactly what you're going to do because, you know, feelings can get very high around the holiday season. So if people know what you're going to be doing throughout the whole year, that can potentially make it easier.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's all about kind of planning. Planning. My family knows that we like to spend Christmas Eve night and Christmas Day together as a tight, you know, as a couple with our kids. And then after that, speaking of kids, after that, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, let's share with each other what we did for the holidays, you yeah. know, those kinds of things. Like Ellie said at the beginning, I think it's important to set those holiday traditions with your family, with your kids. And we always speak in times of the situation that we're currently in. And that's where Ellie and I are currently in, is we're developing and creating those traditions. We've only had 9 Christmases together. We're still fresh. We're still yeah. new with these kinds of things.
Especially
this is
kids.
Our 4th Christmas with kids. And so it's like Jackson may not even remember the traditions that we've created. So it's going to take some time with those kinds of things. So those are very important to us. But just like Ellie's parents set with her and what we've talked about with my parents is when you're married, if you want to spend the holidays with us, we would love to have you. But if you want to go do something and start your own traditions, please, we would love that. We would love to see your family grow yeah. and start those things together. Do you agree?
I agree.
Maybe we should get married. I love you.
I love you. I'm trying to think what else. Like, and I understand that some people don't have family close by, so it's like, well, we can't do that. They live so far away. Mm-hmm. So I think that's just up to you guys. Does it stress you out to get plane tickets, to travel with kids, to travel with your family? Like, if you love it and you only get to see your parents once a year and it's on Christmas that you get to fly and see them, by golly, go do it. Like, have fun. Yeah. But for us, we already see our family plenty. Mm-hmm. I want to spend Christmas by ourselves. A few years ago, on the 4th of July, you guys have been following us. If not, remember the 4th of July.
Is the one where you pooped your pants?
It was not that year, but the year after, we were driving home and we both were exhausted. We both were stressed. It was 102 degrees outside.
And in the shade.
And we looked at each other and we said, okay, 4th of July, we're doing it by ourselves. Moving forward. And we had so much fun that day. We were with family. Mm-hmm. But we just thought, you know, we're in a neighborhood. We now have a house, not an apartment. We are trying to be more involved with the community, our neighbors, church, you know, just socially in the neighborhood. And we thought, we're not going anywhere else on the 4th of July. Like, we're going to make our own traditions and we're going to stay home. Mm-hmm. And whether that's stay home and take the kids to the pool, whether it's stay home and go to the lake, whether it's just stay home and play in a bullet pool in the backyard, like, we're going to just not travel far for the 4th of July anymore. And I would say last year, the last 2 years, mm-hmm. that's what we've done.
We've kind of just done it in our backyard.
Yeah, and we've loved it.
Yeah.
And it's times like that where you need to tell yourself what you're going to do that makes you happy, to make you happy. Mm-hmm. And we like that. Like, we love to go see family, but on certain holidays, we just like to be together.
Yeah, absolutely. How do you deal with someone who is very upset that you're not spending the holiday with them? How do you handle that?
I don't know. It's hard. You don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
You don't want tension. You don't want it to break. It literally breaks families apart.
It can, yeah.
And families that have, I know someone that they're wanting to do that. They're wanting to break away from that where they love their family. They just, their kids are teenagers and they just want to be home for Christmas. But the whole family is so invested in meeting up that if they don't do that, it'll break the whole family. Like, mm-hmm. people will be offended. And how do you do that?
Well, I think it's important to note that you're not doing it because you're trying to add emotion to it. You're doing it because, like, this is what you want for your family.
Yeah.
You're not like, I'm going to make people miserable and I'm not going to show up for Christmas type of thing.
Yeah, that's, you're not trying to be angry or rude, but I don't know the answer. I would honestly, like, if it were me, where maybe the expectation, or maybe you didn't even know what you wanted years ago, and now you're finally at that point where you're like, gosh, I'm ready for my own now. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you approach it? I think, to me, I would approach it the same way I have been and just say, hey, I love you. I love Christmas. But I really just want to focus on my kids this year as they're opening gifts and not have it be so.
Yeah. And sending, I think, everyone a message like that's going to be there on the same page, and just say, just, you know, in advance, not the day before or anything, but like, this is what we're planning on doing. This is what we'd like to do. We've loved everything that we've done in the past. We hope you guys have a great time with whatever you plan.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard because emotions run high during the holidays and you never know exactly what someone's going to do. But I think knowing that your heart is in the right place, I think, helps them take it as best as possible.
I've been a firm believer that if you and your spouse are okay with the decision you're making, then you need to be happy with that and like, and make that decision together. Like, to me, if Jared was like very upset or thought like, no, this is what I want. Like, I want to see my, like, on Christmas, not just before Ellie, not just the Sunday before, like on Christmas, I want to be there. And he was very adamant about it. To be honest, I think it would take me a minute to like grasp that. But if that's what he truly wanted, I would say, okay, then we're just going to do the every other year thing then. Like, then if that's what you want on Christmas, we'll do that. But then the next Christmas, I would like you to respect my wishes and us to be home.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think
it wouldn't be easy because that's not what I would like. But that's something that we would have to talk about if that were the case. Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, for me personally, what it would come down to is, like, if I saw that my entire family was planning something where they haven't done that in years, if they're like, hey, we're going to spend Christmas in Oregon and everyone is going to be there.
Then absolutely. And so,
yeah, like, let's do that. We've had the past 4 years to ourselves. Yeah, let's spend the 1 year. And then guess what? Next year, we'll just go back to what we both, you know, essentially want to do. That doesn't necessarily mean that you would hate to do that.
No.
It's just like, oh, well, our tradition.
Yeah, I would understand and do. I get that.
And the same goes for me too, you know. But the nice thing about having Ellie's whole family live close by is that we get to do the party.
Yeah.
And that kind of like takes out that, it fills that hole, the holiday hole. Yeah.
You're so funny. On Jared's family, we still do a gift exchange, which is super fun. So
I love it.
All the siblings have names and we send gifts and that's super fun to do.
We sent Matt and Emily a gift and he sent me a picture of the box and the box was moving. The box was moving.
You didn't put holes in that for the dog to breathe?
Well, I wouldn't say dog,
Jared.
Ellie. And guess what, Ellie? Only one box showed up. There should have been two.
Nah.
Where's the other one?
I don't know.
Well, I hope it doesn't get out of the box because that can mean damage for that entire city.
Oh my.
That city could be underground.
Christmas is over.
That city could be underground for all
we
know.
Is there anything else that we could like, because this is just with us, it's important that we're, because it's hard to understand other family circumstances. So this is just like us sharing our experience.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think on birthdays, when like Jackson has opened gifts and there's been cousins, it's so fun for him.
Yeah.
But as a parent, as I'm watching him, I can feel how stressful it is because he's excited to open presents, but then there's cousins that are like grabbing at his presents and he's stressed and saying, don't touch me. Like it kind of gets tense. And that's why I like having Christmas morning be quiet and magical for the kids to like be in their own element and not worry about other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I think like birthdays, I can get kind of stressful, but
yeah, it's hard. The holidays can be very difficult because that's, you know, family does want to be together.
Yeah.
You want to be with your family. You want to be the ones that you share and experiences with and the people you love. I think it's important to set expectations, to schedule things.
This year was very different than we've ever had before.
I love this year. And we're very lucky because our family lives close. Our parents live really close. Your siblings live very close. I don't mind doing the whole alternating thing.
Not at all. I love that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I really enjoyed having Thanksgiving at our own house this year.
And why did we do that?
Just because I wanted to. We wanted to.
Yeah, we...
I don't think there was really... Was there another reason other than
well,
that?
I had just started taking like thyroid and
iron.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I've just been so exhausted. And I don't remember the timing of it, but I remember thinking like, I don't think I can be very social right now.
It would be difficult to, one, host people.
Yeah.
And then to be peppy in front of other people. Because you don't want people to think that you're just
cranky
around Thanksgiving. But I don't think it was that was the case. But you didn't have that pressure on you.
I was tired. And I asked Jared, I said, you know, if it's okay with you, we usually alternate Thanksgivings, which I like to do. But this year I just was very tired. And I just said, I just would love to be home and make our very first Thanksgiving dinner together. We've never made Thanksgiving dinner.
And can we just take a minute to say thank you for that delicious turkey?
It was the best day. Like I felt like we were flirting all day. Like Jared was making the turkey. I was cleaning and cooking rolls and the kids literally sat in front of the fireplace
and they played
for hours and played blocks. Like they could feel it in the air. Like,
There's nothing better than flirting with your spouse.
Oh, it was so fun. Like all day, it was just like,
hey, girl.
Yeah, I loved it.
We danced in the kitchen a lot. That was so fun. You were making the rolls. I was cooking the turkey. And let me just say, a smoked turkey is the best way to have a turkey.
And we couldn't have, we would not have had that if we were somewhere else. I think it's like, I'm close with my family. We're close with Jared's family. And even though we're close with them, you can't be yourself.
You can't dance in the kitchen without any clothes on.
Like my reactions, like on Christmas morning towards my kids or Jared, I wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable doing those reactions if other people were in the home. And yeah. I look at it like Christmas morning to me is very sacred and special. Like it's about Christ and it's like our day. And I think about when we had Tommy, Jared and I made the decision that it's just us. Like for Jackson and Calvin, I invited my mom and mother-in-law into the room if they were there and they wanted to. And
For the birth.
And with Tommy, I respectfully told everyone it needs to just be Jared and I.
So you told them this is us?
Yeah, it's just us. And
now on ABC.
And Tommy's birth was unlike any other birth. And Jared and I were able to grow closer together because nobody else was there.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my mom was there, I wouldn't have been comfortable, not that I would have been embarrassed, but just I wouldn't have been comfortable with Jared singing to me. Like, I would have been like, oh, it's well, okay.
And I don't think I would have been that comfortable either. It's, you're in your own element, your own dynamic that is, you know, we are comfortable around our parents and siblings, but there's another layer to it that gets stripped away when it's just you and your spouse, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think, like, you know, with our experience, it's been pretty easy and we're very grateful so and easy. Lucky for that. Not everyone has that with family in the holidays. Is there anything that else you think of that people can do to ease that conversation?
I just think back to what I said, just if you and your husband or spouse can be, make a decision and that you're both happy, whether compromise or mm-hmm. be on the same page, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks.
And I guess you don't have to solve it in 1 year.
No.
Make a few year plan. Like say, this year we'll do this, next year we'll do that, the following year, let's do this.
Yeah.
And okay,
the following year, let's plan a trip so no one's going to be involved and let's just get out of here.
You know what? You can pretend that you're going to do a huge service project in you know, Eastern Europe you're and everything so and then end up going to the, you know, the Bahamas or something like they did on four Christmases. And then all the flights get canceled. And so you end up spending four Christmases with all of your family. And, you know, Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn, that movie, that was that.
Yeah.
No, I think having a multi-year plan is a good
idea.
But way
I think that's my only advice. Like, I don't have advice to give because I haven't been there.
Mm-hmm.
I just know what I saw from my parents. My parents were the same way. They didn't go visit their family on Christmas ever.
Mm-hmm.
They called them or they visited them beforehand or they just made the expectation like, look, this is our family. And there was never hurt feelings.
Yeah.
So, sorry, I wasn't in the mic.
I think just being honest, speaking from your heart, and then telling them, and then having time. I think time is a very important thing. Now, Ellie, so we've talked about our tradition in terms of spending time together. What is your favorite tradition that we do, or what's a tradition that you'd like to start?
Traditions are kind of funny. I don't even know. I think Jared and I are still so new to doing Christmas with kids. Like you said, this is like our, fourth, fifth year. We don't necessarily have traditions where it's like, this is what we do every year. So I don't know.
I grew up getting a book on Christmas night. I love that.
Really?
Because as a kid, most of the gifts are, you know, I wanted toys. Uh-huh. I wanted fun things. But the older I got, the more I looked forward to Christmas night and getting a book. And whether it's an audiobook or a, you know, a paperback book, I think that kind of stuff is a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think it's a wonderful tradition. Jax is knocking on the door right now. Wondering when we'll be done.
Jackson, could you stop knocking on the door? We're talking about family and spending time together. Could you please leave? Thank you.
He just said yes. That's so sad. Oh, he just went, yeah.
Yeah. I was completely joking.
He's fine.
About that.
He'll just cry in a corner for a minute. Yeah.
He knows to go in the corner when we're doing this kind of stuff. Kidding. If you couldn't already tell, we're kidding.
Okay. Where are we at now?
Traditions.
Yeah, I think my dad said it perfectly. This year we broke a tradition. Okay. So for the Griffiths family, we would always just do a day at my mom's house, like on the 23rd, and we would do like a little program, have food, open a few gifts, and everyone would go home. Well, last year it was insane. Like, it was fun. But it was so overwhelming because there are so many grandkids and
20 grandkids running around.
And it gets chaotic. And we take turns planning our Christmas party. So this year it was Jared and Ellie's turn to plan the Christmas party. Every year when everyone plans it, they do it at mom's house. That's just like a central place. Everyone meets at mom's house.
But Jared and Ellie know how to party.
But this year I said, you know what? Like, we're not going to mom's house because all the kids are like ripping down her walls and putting holes in them. Like, it's just wild. I said, let's rent a cabin and let's have everyone come. And if they would like to spend the night, they can, because it's a little further drive. And that will be what we do. Same thing if we want to do music stuff, if we want to do a craft, food, it's the same thing, but just let's have it at a different location. And I told my parents that, and my dad was like, this is what I love about like the family growing, is like traditions change, and that's what's fun, is like making new traditions. My parents were just talking about how like they've been in the same home for a while and just kind of the talks of possibly moving someday. And my dad's like, it would make for fun new traditions. Like, my dad doesn't like to be caught up in that. It's a tradition, so we have to do it.
Sometimes a tradition can be having a new tradition every year.
Yeah.
Doing something new every year could be a tradition.
But I like traditions. I like the security of traditions. Like, this is what we always do on Christmas Eve or something. So,
but I think it's important not to get hung up on it. So if something doesn't work out, it's okay. The holidays are still going
to
happen.
But that's hard to do.
It is hard.
For some people in there.
But if you put that into your mind, I mean, it goes back to the Who Moved My Cheese book. Accepting change. What is it? Realizing that there's going to be change is the hardest part about it.
Yeah.
Once you get past that initial part, it's easy. You know, going through the change is easy. The hardest part is realizing that there's going to be change. That's the hardest part. So when you realize that a tradition, it's may not going to work out, that's going to be hard. But when you're going through doing something new, it's okay. It's great. You know, at least in my opinion.
Do we have any traditions that we do? What do we, you know, the last few years has been fun. The kids will sleep at the foot of our bed on the floor in a little sleeping bag. And we have a little tree in our room and they sleep by that on Christmas Eve. You know, obviously we read them a book before bed and that's super fun.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily like a crazy tradition, but it's something that I look forward to doing.
One thing that we did as kids is all the kids would sleep downstairs in the basement. And I think when our kids get older, I think it'd be really fun to have them all sleep in the same bedroom the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Christmas Eve.
We did that too. It was so fun.
Yeah. We did that the Christmas at your parents' house when we were all together. All of the couples slept in the same bedroom. And we partied.
It was wild.
It was so fun.
That's funny.
It was fun.
Should we answer some questions?
Well, I think we answered a lot of them just by talking. And that's kind of what I was doing, is I was scrolling through my Twitter and looking at these and answering them as we were going.
Okay, so we're just going to look at our Twitter and double check to see if there's anything. You keep looking. One of the questions was, what are traditions that you want to pass on to your kids? And I would say looking at the Christmas lights, like that is something... Yeah. That is so magical and fun, is to drive around and look at all the Christmas lights that are up. That's definitely something that we'll be doing.
My brother Ryan took all of the younger siblings on a drive in the tan van to look at Christmas lights in the neighborhood. And that was one that I'll always remember.
This is fun. How do you fill time over the holidays? Like, everyone's cooped up for a good week around Christmas. Any fun ideas or fun things to do? You might think I'm boring, but I'm like, yeah, we love it. We love being cooped up for a week.
This is the nerd in me.
I'm so lame.
I love more than anything.
Yeah.
Is like a new video game.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
And like for me and Jackson to sit down and play that video game for hours is so much fun. And you have Christmas just like that, don't you?
Yeah, the year we got the Nintendo 64 for like 3 days straight, we all played Nintendo 64. But I actually like that question. And I guess when you have to think about your traditions, it's like, I don't know. But now that we're talking, I'm like, oh yeah, we do this. So the day of Christmas is just filled with like, we're playing, we're with each other. The day after Christmas, usually we do sledding. Same thing, we kind of just like veg out on the food and just hang out together. But Jared and we're doing it again this year. I just bought it today. We try and do a painting every year together.
Oh my gosh.
When the kids go to bed, we just paint. And it's like, we do that twice a year, usually around February and usually in December. And mm-hmm. so we're going to paint one of these nights when the kids are in bed.
I'm going to wear my Bob Ross wig. It's going
to
be great.
We always take the kids to the movies. So like whatever fun movie is coming out over the Christmas week, we go to a movie.
Oh, I'm excited for Mary Poppins, for Sherlock Holmes, for Aquaman. We're going to go to the movies, Ellie.
We need to get babysitters.
That's another thing. Babysitters over the holidays. Yeah. Oh, hey, Grandma, Grandpa, what are you guys doing?
we have neighborhood girls. We have three girls that we switch around that are really good.
And it's fun that Jackson and Calvin are getting to the age where they really enjoy the movies too.
Oh yeah, I love taking the kids to movies. Mm-hmm. What else do we do to break up the holiday? We usually go sledding outside.
Sledding or like skiing. This is a fun year for Ellie because this is one of the first times that she doesn't have a brand newborn baby or is pregnant or anything. Yeah. So you can like go skiing with us now.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. So I think that's one thing that we'll try and do a couple times.
Yeah, we're going to have a ski date for sure.
Mm-hmm. We're lucky that living in Utah, there's like a million resorts close to us, like within an hour or two. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's our holiday happenings. That's what we do to try and keep the peace around the holidays. Those are our traditions, and that's what we want to do going forward with change. You know, I think expecting change, anticipating change in the holidays is a good thing.
Every family is so different and everybody's dynamics are so different, especially when you come from families that are divorced and you have to split that time even more. So we definitely don't know how to do it for you, but we definitely wanted to sit down and just share what works for us. And my biggest thing this year has just been peace. Like, I just want to be calm and at peace with any decision I make this year. I have like a little motto that I write every year that's what I want to do for the year. And this year was peace for me. And this whole year, whatever I've done, I've just wanted to be really content and really just strong in the decisions that I make. And I definitely feel like it's made Jared and I grow closer together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited for a new year.
My mom had a similar saying hanging up on her wall, and it read, "If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy." So it kind of goes along the same way as like peace. We want happiness and joy. And, you know, we'll do what we as a family need to do to obtain that. So, and I think that's like the holidays. Peace, joy, happiness, love, charisma, dexterity.
Do what you need to do to make yourself happy.
Right. Absolutely. So there it is. That's the holidays. Thank you guys so much for listening to us on this podcast. If you're new, be sure to hit that subscribe button. It's free. The Ellie and Jared podcast is available wherever podcasts are, whether that's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. If you use Anchor, you can send us a voice message and ask us questions there. It's this really cool way where we can plug your questions into the podcast, and we'll be doing more of that later. While you're there, be sure to give us a good rating on iTunes and Google and Anchor. It helps the podcast out tremendously. So with that being said, guys, thank you so much for listening. We will see you guys on the next episode.
Thank you so much. Bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. And to all, a good night.
We need to talk about our New Year's goals now.
Oh, that'll be a good podcast.
Okay, guys. We'll see ya.
Bye.